In this video, we're going to dive into the topic of targeting. What are the biblical standards for targeting and having a target market? As a book publisher, I work with a lot of authors, and I'll often ask them, who is this book for? And they'll often give me the response, my book is for everybody. As Zig Ziglar said, if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. So if a book is for everybody, then and you're trying to market to everybody, you just don't have enough resources to be able to effectively market to everybody. So inevitably, if you're human, you have to pick a target group of people and be faithful with that group before God will then, going back to previous principles we've talked about of being faithful with what you have today and then allowing God to expand your capacity. Targeting and marketing is really a matter of faithful stewardship. It's being faithful with a few people in your audience and then allowing God to then broaden that to a broader audience or a broader base of customers. So did Jesus do targeting? Did Jesus have a target group? And someone might say, well, no, Jesus was trying to reach the whole world. And certainly he was, which is why we have the Great Commission that we're now running with. And certainly that is what this course is all about, is setting the standard or making disciples of all nations, and particularly in the business world in our case. So he had a large, massive, eternal, global vision as we ought to have, but in the human Jesus, because he was fully God, but he was also fully man. So he had the limitations of a finite scope of time on this earth and a finite geographical location where he could be at any given time. So he had to define a target group. And so there was an instance recorded in the Gospels when there was a woman who came to him to get deliverance for her demon-possessed child. And Jesus said, but he answered and said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So this woman was not of the house of Israel, clearly is the implication here. She was a Samaritan woman, a half-breed in the Hebrew mind. And so he was clarifying that I have not, in my finite time here on this earth, there is a very specific group of people that I have come for. You are not part of that group of people. Nonetheless, he gave that woman her miracle because that's just who Jesus is. But he still made it clear to the audience. And this is why we read later in Paul's writings that the gospel came first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And so certainly we are the body of Christ. And so you can make the theological argument that Jesus was reaching everybody, but in the human, fully man, fully God Jesus, on his time on earth, he had a very clear target group. Another principle of targeting, and this is what Jesus demonstrated, is to start with those who are hungry. So as if you're launching a new product, or if you're selling a product that you've been selling for 20 years, you know that you have to focus on those who are hungry. Otherwise, you're just kind of wasting your time. You're spending a lot of time going to coffee with people. You're spending a lot of time making cold calls to people that just aren't interested really in what you have to offer. And so you have to start with those who are hungry. Jesus gave us this principle when he said, it's not those who are well who are in need of a physician. It's those who are sick. It's those who have that pain point that you are uniquely gifted, that your company, that you uniquely are able to solve. And I would also follow that up with aim small. But while you're aiming small and you're trying to hit that target, like Zig Ziglar said, that if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. While you're aiming small, defining that it's been called an avatar, that kind of, that person that really is your ideal customer, Think big while you're doing that. Think of a much greater, think of the impact in an entire, because ultimately we are not only called to disciple individuals, but the Great Commission is to disciple nations. And that's how, that is the biblical standard for targeting. And then connect with that target customer. What does that mean? Become an expert on your target group. Really study, and chances are you are part of that target group because you're going to attract who you are. And so you're certainly an expert on yourself. In some cases, you might be marketing to people that you don't have as much common ground with, which makes it a little bit more difficult. You're certainly going to have to do a lot more studying of that target group than somebody that, I mean, like in my case, as I've talked about in this course, I'm someone who has endured chronic back pain from sitting at a desk for long periods of time doing work on the computer. And so I understand you if you're going through that problem. If that's your pain point, I got you. I understand you. I have your solution. And so it's a little bit easier, more intuitive for me to understand that target group. But you, either way, whether you're part of that target group or you're not, you have to understand, become an expert on that target group. And then find common ground with that target group. And this is one of the amazing things about Jesus, because he actually was part of what you might consider the outcast. I mean, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This was, as he said, this is his target group. This is a very specific ethnic group. But then he went further to say these are the lost sheep of that ethnic group. So these are the people that are sort of on the fringes of that ethnic group. And so Jesus had common ground. He was Jewish ethnically, but he also became a blue collar worker. He didn't go to the finest rabbinical schools to become a Pharisee. No, his calling was to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so that was the reason why he became a blue collar carpenter. That's why he spent almost all of his time in the countrysides, not so much in the cities. He just spent time with the people that were the down and outers, the people that were sort of on the fringes of society, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then the last point here is to pick your core team from your target group. So if you're really serious about reaching that target group, and you're dispatching people to go forth with your message and to help promote what it is that you're offering, you have to have a core team of people like you that understand that group, that are experts, that they can identify when that target group comes in contact with a member of your team, that they can just identify with that person, that there's that that solidarity, that there's that common ground. And so that's why you see Jesus picking his core team from among a bunch of blue collar workers. I mean, people that were not really the high and mighty people of his day and his society. I mean, these were really the people that didn't make the team. I mean, like, they didn't make it into the finest rabbinical schools, like fishermen. I mean, they just kind of carried on with their father's trade. They didn't sort of go to the level of becoming Pharisees or something, a more reputable position in society. And so those are the people that consist of Jesus's core team. And we would be wise to do likewise. See you in the next video.